Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evening.
DJ Juice, let's go.
DJ Juice.
You listen to my boy DJ Juice
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Make some noise!
Alright, everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot. This is your boy DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. And you know what? Like we always do, we're going to have the hot topic for y'all. And just in case y'all don't remember, remember to like the like page, DJ Juice, The Hot Spot. We have everything there. We also have a blog called The Drop Zone, so check things that I talk about on the show on there as well. First things first for the hot topic. Apparently, Jersey Shore decided to do a spinoff last week, and it premiered with the Pauly D Project. And I honestly don't know why the hell they keep giving stupid people money and airtime, where it pisses me off because I'm like, man, I really need to make money. This is exactly what I want to do. And some idiots decide they can get all the money and all the airtime they want. It premiered. The reviews for it wasn't that good, so you know what? It was whatever, but personally, I think it was a pretty dumb show. I mean, the guy's cool. Don't get me wrong. The guy's really cool. If him and Vinny had a show, though, I feel like I would watch that more than just him and his pals and his take on trying to take over Vegas through him DJing. And I've heard some of his DJing. What pisses me off also about the show is they don't actually let you listen to how he mixes. They just play songs like dubstep music and house music behind him while he's doing his thing, but they don't actually show what he's doing mixing, which pisses me off as someone who's trying to be a DJ. Like, what the hell? Like, I want to see what this dude can do. So that's the first thing I gotta get off my mind. We all know, if you know me, I give rants, so it's okay. It's all good. All right, second thing that happened this weekend. I'm not a big country fan, but you know what? We have to talk about it. The Academy of Country Music Awards happened on Sunday night. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the house. I'm not a big country person. I have a few friends that are. I don't know why the hell they're into country. I personally can't get into it. I just feel like it's a lot of complaining. The only song I did listen to was, damn it, what's that song? It's called Oh, What Hurts the Most by Rascal Flatts. And I felt like that was slowed down country, not real country. So that's my thing. However, one thing that stood out for me personally, just because it's funny, or I thought it was funny, Ashton Kutcher came out dressed in an over-the-top cowboy gear and making stabs by singing George Strait's I Cross My Heart. He was only there to give the award for the best female vocalist of the year. And he managed to somehow, either like some people got laughs out of it. I personally thought it was funny. And that's the only clip I saw from the show. So I thought it was hilarious. Although some people took it the wrong way. And I don't know why the hell this girl always seems to take things the wrong way. Miranda Lambert. Let me catch you up all on game what Miranda Lambert did a few months ago at the Academy Awards. All right. At the Academy Awards, Miranda Lambert decided to tweet about Chris Brown's performance and say that he shouldn't be allowed to make music because he's a wife-beating dude. And I'm like, I ain't got no problem. You can say whatever you want. She went as so far as to make a big poster during one of her concerts, all right, in the South. She decided to make a big poster that said, Chris Brown, you need to learn. And I'm like, I don't understand this woman, why she keeps going off on tangents. She also decided to tweet about it, about what happened with Ashton Kutcher at the Country Music Awards by saying this on her Twitter. Was Ashton Kutcher making fun of country, or is it just me? Apparently, there's other people who felt the same way. Singer Justin Moore also called Kutcher a douche on his Twitter and said, I don't care for people making a mockery of the way country artists dress. I don't know. I think everybody kind of gets a mockery of what they look like. Let's be honest. I know myself and P-Yob get the living hell told by wearing baggy ass jeans. Now, let me say something. Everybody mocks that because of the fact that, oh, why do you got to show your ass? It's just in good fun. I personally don't take it in that sense. I just take it like hee hee ha ha, you know, whatever. But my idea of what a country star is like, yeah, you wear the boots, you wear the hat, and you wear the big belt buckle, all right? That's my idea. And if he came like that, that's cool. Let him be. Let him have a joke. Let him have like a little bit of fun. Also, something else that stood out there was Blake Shelton, which is Miranda Lambert's husband, decided to make a little joke on Taylor Swift, and her reaction was freaking priceless. The fact that he said, oh, we know what Tim Tebow's been praying for, in a kind of joking manner to saying that they went out on a date. There were rumors several weeks ago that Taylor Swift and Tim Tebow went out on a date because they were seen together eating like lunch. And I personally don't think lunch is something to like kind of go crazy over. Lunch with an opposite sex person basically means to me like, oh, you know, you're my friend. It ain't something as serious as saying like, let's go to dinner. I feel like dinner is much more like official. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's my whole thought on it. But Ashton Kutcher definitely took a stab at it. And you know what? You can't blame him. And guess what? We're going to be back with more of the Hot Spot here only on radio.dominican.edu. And talking about Ashton Kutcher, he's actually coming up in a movie based off of someone really famous that recently passed away. You don't want to miss that. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This one is called Climax by Usher. New joint, baby.
Go right now. Reach the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, wanna give it all, we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. Off the ground, love is the glove that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere fast. We've reached a climax. Together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, wanna give it all, we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. We reached the climax. I gave my best, it wasn't enough. You get upset, we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be, love. So why do I care at all?
Breathe.
Everybody, we are back here only on radio.dominican.edu. You know what it is. It's your boy DJ Juice, only on the hot spot. And just before the break, we talked about a few, one of the hot topics that I have for y'all. And another one that actually still involves Ashton Kutcher is the fact that this guy is planning, he's already in negotiations to play the most, one of the most, I guess, innovative dudes of our time, Mr. Steve Jobs. And for that, I need to get a reaction from someone who knows about films. And even though we cap on him for it, it's my boy Chicken. Chicken, what's up, dog? How are you doing?
Pretty good. And you, Hugo?
I'm doing okay. You know, just trying to give people a good night, like between homework and stuff like that. So I hope I'm doing my job. But so what do you think about Ashton Kutcher portraying Steve Jobs? And mind you this, Steve Wozniak is 100% saying that, yes, he is perfect for the role.
Okay, that, wow.
I know, right? Someone who's that close to, or who was that close to Steve Jobs, is saying that he's a perfect candidate to play Steve Jobs, Ashton Kutcher, really? Like, I thought in my mind, no, really? The guy from That 70s Show is still acting like the same guy from That 70s Show on 2 and a Half Men, just a little bit older?
The guy you see as, like, the three-year-old trapped in a whatever hell age he is.
Yeah, and he's made a bunch of headlines with a bunch of other things, including his divorce with Demi Moore. But the fact that he's playing Steve Jobs. Like, can you really see that as a film major? Like, is that ridiculous to you?
That's ridiculous. Like, I've never seen him in a serious role.
Well, he tried with the butterfly effect. He tried doing a serious role then.
Yeah, but that was one.
Yeah, and I think hella people panned the movie for it, too. Because they can't see him more than just the funny, dumb guy.
Yeah. He just comes off as a comedian, as a smartass. You don't really see him as a successful businessman. And I'm pretty sure Steve Jobs wasn't a smartass or anything, so.
I mean, well, I can see the hippie part because Steve Jobs was a little bit more of a hippie at the beginning of his career. And then he started becoming more of like, you know, a little bit more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I personally can't see that going on. And that is my idea about that. So one final thing as well. If you guys don't know, we have, and thank you, Chicken, for joining me real quick for that segment.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. But right now we're going to get to another topic, and that is boat dance, people. Boat dance is coming up. It's going to be April 21st, the day after 420. Yee. All right. So if y'all know what I'm talking about, 420, y'all better get ready. But, 420, on 421, that's boat dance. Don't forget to get your ticket. Pre-sales already out. It's $30 for your ticket. It's not that bad. It's a cool ass thing to do. Just go with your friends, enjoy yourself. And besides, you're on a pretty nice boat. Like, I really can't complain about that. And it's my last time. So for all you seniors out there, y'all better be going, because it's the last time we'll ever get a party like that before we hit the real world. And talking about boat dance, we will talk about that a little bit later. But right now, we're going to go into another commercial break. I get to give you all exactly what y'all want, which is more music. So you know what? Keep it locked here only on radio.dominican.edu. This one right here is starting to bang out in the streets. League of Stars.
Hey, bitch. Try this, guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function.
We out here trying to function, bitch. You're fucking off my high, get about my mix. You're messing up my vibe, I'm trying to get some crap. Put it in my ride, take it to the rim. I'm toasted and sloppy, I fumble broccoli, Bacardi. 151 out my body, about that green like wasabi. Like in Bari, we mobby, we bossy, back the fuck off. Getting money, my hobby, not getting money, it's not. All the rappers I listen to is Z40 and Pop. I'm having my revenue player, having this guap. I'm on fly, big nigga shit, man. I stay laced and groom, I spray myself with sucker repellent. My nigga, not perfume. Anything you got, I can sell with a hustler. Think I can't. Get the gas, sell the White House black paint. Black word candy, SLANG. Thinking about taking $1 million insurance policy out of my mouth.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function.
Right.
We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function.
Yeah.
We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. Function.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
Hey, bitch, okay, bitch. It's Uncle Earl and the HBK, bitch. Mission the gang, they already know that we ballin'. I'm coming straight out the rich. I got family down in New Orleans. Where you from? You say you lying out here. We say that you Jaws and you probably thought this never would happen. My niggas been called an alcoholic when sippin' that liquor. Oh, I'm drunk as hell. Fuckin' with a little bitch over in Vallejo. Got a whole pack of pre-roll young L's. And I'm never down to Uno. Pockets on sumo. Haters respect the pedigree. Ballin' heavily. A phony homie, I never be for methamphetamine. That means it's crack, ho, young G. Hotter than Tabasco. I smash hoes, collect 200 and pass gold. My flow, so Lamborghini, oh shit's a raffo. Now you understand why everything I do, I cast. Oh, Susie.
Hey,
nigga.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying,
I'm out here trying to function.
her tryna function. Don't talk to me, bitch, if we ain't fucking. Yeah, I'm an asshole, I don't give a fuck though. Skip the bullshit, like what's up with some suck though. Psycho too much, make your bitch choose up. Niggas getting mad, nigga, what you gon' do? Everything he too tough, you know I keep too tough. If I don't fight, that mean I'm coming back to shoot. Riding in the car, looking for a bad bitch with some assets, yeah, she gotta be dumb cute. Got a number, text her phone like, baby, what you doing? She was like, nothing much, you should come through. I got dick for days, I got dick for days. Made her take off work and gave her dick for days. Puts it to my brain, to my temple, bitch. And I don't like these hoes, I give them dick and dip, whoa.
Hey. Hey bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a bye bitch. You ain't down, bye bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, 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 we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, 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 function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
Let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two shit.
I'm on the floor, I love to dance. So give me more.
everybody. We are back here only on radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy DJ Juice on the hot spot, all right? And you know what? If you guys didn't check out that thing, all right, I was just telling my boy Chicken, who's in the studio, you have to check out her performance on American Idol Starships. That was ridiculous. If you're a dude that appreciates a good rack, all right, you are going to appreciate the movement she does, all right? You got to go check it out on YouTube. It's hilarious. It's around like a minute. What was that around? Like a minute and 50-something seconds?
Around 2 minutes.
Click on that. Her boobies jiggle like no other. She's trying this one dance move. Her titties were everywhere, all right? And like I said, you're on radio.dominican.edu, DJ Juice. And before we left, we were talking about boat dance, all right? Boat dance is something that has been a tradition here. And let me tell you, there are going to be some hot messes or just plain out messes, all right, at this event. For the years that I've been going, I've gone every single year since I've been here. It's been ridiculous. The way people get at these events is funny as hell. I had one of my best friends get completely, like, done. He was 21. He kept going to the bar, and he was completely done on the boat. I was surprised he didn't puke. But definitely go check out Boat Dance 2012. Definitely something to check out. It's $30, and you get a bus ride for it. So it's not a bad thing at all. You don't need a date, all right? Let's get that through first. You do not need a date. That's whatever to anybody else. But I go stag every single year, and it's all good. So, like I said, you're on radio.dominican.edu. And like I said, check out that video for Nicki Minaj. Go on YouTube, click Nicki Minaj American Idol, and you will definitely laugh your ass off, because either laugh or you'll really enjoy it. But you know what? When we come back, we're going to have more for you. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ Juice. We'll be back.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
We'll be right back.
you wanna put your name on it. Put your name on it. Come and put your name on it. Bip, 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 bip.
It's not even my birthday.
My birthday.
But it wanna lift the icing off.
The icing off.
I know you want it in the worst way.
The worst way.
Can't wait to blow my candles out.
He want that.
Don't try to hide it, I'ma make you my bitch.
Cake,
I know you wanna bite this. It's so enticing, nothing else like this. I'ma make you my bitch. And it's not even my birthday.
But you wanna put your name on it.
And it's not even my birthday.
Body. Let me turn the lights down. When I go down, it's a private party. Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick the icing out. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow her candles out.
I want that.
The kitty. Give me a heart attack and throw it back. Now watch me get it. Ain't new to this, but you the shit. Damn, girl, you pretty. Blowing out your candles, let me make a couple wishes.
Remember how you did it? Remember how you fit it? If you still wanna kiss it, come and get it. Sweeter than a rice cake. Cake, recipe, kill it, tip it, cake.
If you're sexy, you know it, ain't afraid to show it. Put a candle on my motherfucking back, baby, blow it. Love the way you do it, when you do it like that. Show up with them stacks, bring the racks on my rack. Wrap it up, boy, while I take this bow off. Talk that talk, yeah, I know I'm such a show off. Daddy, make a wish, put this cake in your face. And it's not even my birthday.
Her birthday. But I wanna lick the icing out. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out.
I want that.
Nothing else like this. I'ma make you my bitch.
But you wanna put your name on it.
All right, everybody, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy DJ Juice in the building and in the studio. And right before we left on the break, we were talking about, you know, a few things. We talked about Ashton Kutcher portraying Steve Jobs, and I had my boy Chicken kind of talk about that a little bit, and he obviously didn't agree with that selection. And we also talked about Boat Dance. You know, y'all got to go out, support, kind of have fun. Just have a fun, chill-ass night. It's the last time you'll ever get to hang out with a bunch of the seniors, so definitely go out and check that. One thing I want to say right before we get into the mix, obviously like I usually always have, just make sure to kind of be on the lookout for something that's going to be, I guess, coming out again that was big back then, and that is Titanic is coming out in 3D. And let me tell y'all something. If you know me at all, Titanic is one of my favorite romantic movies of all time. Like, I don't care. I'm manly enough to say it. God damn it, I cried, all right? I cried on that scene where she says, "Don't let go, Jack." That's my favorite. I love that. I love that stuff. It was great. It was, I got Chicken in the studio looking at me hella weird. But I like the movie. Is 3D going to ruin it? I have no idea. Go on RottenTomatoes.com. I checked it out. It's got, thus far, when I last checked, it was an 88th percentile, which is a little bit of a downgrade. But I feel like nowadays everybody's trying to, like, redo 3D or try to make it hip when it's really even not that hip. to do. But that's just my opinion. That's just what I think. But you know what? We're going to have you guys right now in the mix. You know what we do. It's DJ Juice in the studio. We're going to have you guys in the mix. So check it out.
You know what time it is.
In the mix. DJ Juice.
Make some noise!
She like me like a lollipop, yeah. She like me like a lollipop, yeah.
too proper, all good, it'll make this shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you can do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and on the inside it. Sounds so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard, knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your right. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you
better am. All of them bitches I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always buy slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rock out on the OVO. Tendin' the pop out on the realest steel. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI and the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the entourage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibe, bitch.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you know you are. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you know you are.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grabs in the bucket, can't have me. I'll be the president one day, January 1st. Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest and that's on. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Oh, body boy, plus Maybach. I got a feeling it's a rap. ASAP.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
The mountain top, walk on water. I got power, feel so royal. 1 second, I'ma strike for you. Diamond, platinum, no more for you. That adrenaline, never giving in. Giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Everybody, you right there, that was In The Mix, and I hope y'all enjoyed it, hope y'all liked it, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu on the hotspot. Yes, the hotspot, because you know we try to keep it popping even late night. And right before we head on out, I gotta bring one thing up to mind and up to attention. All right, I understand recently that there has been a nudity picture handed out by a mother of 14. And yes, this mom is Octomom, and she apparently gave naked pictures to a magazine for money, because apparently she is completely dead ass broke. All right. Just earlier this week, she just got on welfare, and she said she's doing it because she has become penniless, and that's the only situation that can help her out right now. She is getting $2,000 a month from the state of California just to buy food. That's only food. Let me tell y'all, this lady is broke. The funny thing about it, though, is when she first came out, she was having like freaking 8 kids. Now she's got 14. I don't know why the hell anybody would want 14 kids. Do you imagine how expensive it is to feed those freaking kids? Not to mention to put them through school, if you actually want them to go through to school, the way now that everything's so expensive. But she's got 14 freaking kids. That's insane. Like, what the hell are you thinking in your mind that you want to have 14 kids? This lady's name is Nadia Suleiman. God damn it. Beaner lady having too much kids and opening her legs up a little too much. Look what happens. You get your ass on welfare. And a bunch of people were sending her angry, angry, messed up phone calls, emails, and even messages on Facebook saying, "Die, bitch. I'm not working for your effing kids. You're the one that wanted them." To a certain degree, I have to admit, they have a point. Why the hell did you have so many kids? I personally, I only want 3. That's all I want. That's all I can handle. Like, 3 kids, that's cool. And I pray to God I only get 1 chick, and all my friends make fun of me, because if I have 1 girl, she's going to be the slut. And that shit is not happening, all right? Let me tell you that right now. But despite all this, like, angry messages, all these death threats that she's getting, she hasn't even called the cops. She doesn't see it as a big thing. She says that it's temporary for her welfare. She says the next month or two. But I'm just curious, what the hell is a woman who doesn't have a degree in anything plan on making money for 14 children? Like, that to me is freaking ridiculous. And right before we head on out, I have to definitely give shout-outs to people tuning in. So I have to give a shout-out to my main girl, to my main girls. I gotta give a shout out to one person who had their birthday this past weekend. Izzy, happy birthday. It was her birthday on Sunday. We also want to give a shout out to Stacy, Ebeth, and Leanne. Also give a shout out to Jasmine and Maria. And Chicken, you have to say shout out to Maria. So get your ass on this mic.
Here's your shout out, Maria.
All right, see? Chicken gave you your shout out, all right? Stop heckling me on Facebook about it, all right? Secondly, give a shout out to my homegirls, Katie and Rachel. Thank you all for listening. Also to all my fools out there, Jake, my brother, Chicken, thank you for sticking around here for the whole time being. Appreciate it. And then secondly, you know, just remember, if you guys haven't liked the Facebook page, check out the hotspot. Like the Facebook page, por favor. It won't be up there as much. This is my last semester. I have about 3 or 4 more shows left, so make sure y'all keep it locked, y'all keep it tuned. Next week, I'll have 2 special guests in the studio, and you know we're going to be talking about relationships or about sex, either which way. If you know me, I like both topics, and I'm up for it. Last week, if y'all missed it, catch it up on podcast. We had 3 women in here that said they would be a stripper because of last week. We talked about a reporter having a night job as a stripper and blogging about it. These girls would turn out to be strippers. So yeehaw for that. Check out the podcast. Definitely tune in. And you know what? We definitely keep it moving. We're going to leave you with one final song in this final hour. And I'm glad y'all tuned in. You're listening to The Hot Spot. It's your boy DJ Juice. Catch me next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Hopefully I'll be on air. There's an event, I believe, going on. But we'll try to get back on air. And like I said, thank you for everybody for checking out the page. And also don't forget to like it if you already haven't. We're going to leave you back with a little bit of a throwback, which I really, really, it really reminds me of 8th grade dance. And this is when everybody was barely starting to dance. This right here is Sean Paul. So y'all better get to homework and y'all better get busy with it, all right?
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Hannah better shake that thing, y'all. Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty nonstop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate anything you want. Because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing because you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them can't vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till the early morn, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morn. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go and rotate. Cause anything you want, you know you must get it. Coming in my mansion, no easy tension. Girl, run the program, just go and fit it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this your man won't let it. You are the number one girl, wave your hand, make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till the early morn, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morn. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate anything you want. Forgot it, oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get life when the rhythm is a ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing? Yo, Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, yo, Miss Jody and the one named Rebecca. Yo, shake that thing, yo. Joanna, shake that thing, yo. Annabella, shake that thing. Miss, can I dot yo, hey, yo, from a girl side in. Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them now vex with us.
From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Till I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. In the car with us, them not war with us. In the club, them want flex with us. They get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on.